He's out at the Butterball Hotline headquarters. You getting some good cooking tips, Dean?
Yes, I'm trying to get a drumstick. They've got all these, you know, turkeys prepared, you know, that they're doing for demonstrations and things. You think they would miss one drumstick if I ripped one off of a bird? I don't think so.
They'll never know.
But, an operation. This, you know, this nationally known Butterball Turkey Talk Line is based here in Naperville. It's their 40th anniversary. And, you know, the operators are answering questions, and
yeah,
we're trying to get some good information. I know you're going to do more on it later on.
Yeah, after 8:30. Tell us about the Grammy nominations and what you thought of them.
I think that it was pretty solid. I mean, they changed the rules a little bit this year on who could actually vote and, you know, who couldn't vote. They've made it a lot more artist friendly for the actual voting process itself. So what wound up happening is John Baptiste, who is the band leader on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, very noted jazz musician, wound up getting the most nominations of anybody last night for jazz categories, R&B categories, movie soundtrack categories, and some of the top categories as well. But he wound up getting 11 nominations. And then after that, let's go to Record of the Year. Very interestingly, ABBA scores its very first Grammy nomination for Record of the Year for their song that they just released called I Still Have Faith in You. Also for Record of the Year, John Batiste for Freedom, Tony Bennett, and Lady Gaga got 6 nominations for their new album, which is just out. But their song, I Get a Kick Out of You, was nominated for Record of the Year. Lots of mainstream kind of songs. I mean, you know, people always go, I don't know any of the artists who are nominated. There's ABBA, Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga. Justin Bieber was nominated for his song Peaches. Brandi Carlile for Right on Time. Doja Cat is nominated for Kiss Me More. Billie Eilish for Happier Than Ever. Lil Nas X for his song Montero, Call Me By Your Name. Olivia Rodrigo for Driver's License. And the band that Bruno Mars started, which is a very old school, very 70s R&B sounding band called Silk Sonic, have a fantastic song called Leave the Door Open. That was also nominated for Record of the Year. You know, in terms of some of the snubs, everybody always wants to know about those. Drake got cut short this year. Miley Cyrus, who had new music out this year, was snubbed a little bit. The super boy band, BTS, did not get very much love from the Grammys as well. So the awards themselves will be given out on January 31st. It's going to be on CBS and also on Paramount Plus.
Tell us about the General Hospital actor and what happened there.
Well, the actor in question is Steve Burton. He has been on the show. He's been playing Jason Morgan on the show since 1992. And according to him, he was fired from the show after refusing the show's vaccine requirement. He says, I know that there's been a lot of rumors and speculation about me in General Hospital, and I wanted you to hear it from me. General Hospital has let me go because of the vaccine mandate. He says, I did apply for my medical and religious exemptions, and both of those were denied. But he says, this is about personal freedom to me. I don't think anybody should lose their livelihood over this. I mean, everybody, you know, has their own opinion on, you know, whether or not this is correct or not correct. These are the rules that General Hospital set up in order to work on that show. You had to be vaccinated. He decided not to. And, you know, this is what's going to become of that. So not the first actor to, you know, be let go, to separate from their project because they wanted to not be vaccinated. So, you know, everyone's making their own decisions, both the shows and the actors.
Yes. Yeah, that's for sure. And Dean, the Lady Gaga movie opens tonight, doesn't it? That's going to be a big one.
Yeah, it's probably open for early screenings today. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for Thanksgiving weekend, the big movies that are being released always open on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Doesn't wait until Friday. And this is the week for the much anticipated House of Gucci. This is the movie that stars Lady Gaga. It stars Adam Driver, also Al Pacino, Jared Leto, Jeremy Irons, Salma Hayek. It's an amazing cast, and each one is just a masterclass in acting in this story that is, it's the true story of the Gucci family, maybe one of the best-known names in fashion, that plays out like a lifestyles of the super-rich reality show. I mean, if you like these reality shows with, you know, high drama and intrigue and betrayal and, you know, all those kinds of things, this is the movie for you. And one character more over the top and interesting than the next. Lady Gaga is a middle class social climber who meets this nerdy law student played by Adam Driver, who happens to be the heir to the Gucci fortune. He wants nothing to do with the family business. Series of events and the new girlfriend, he changed his mind, and he does get involved in the business. And that's where this twisting and turning of fortunes and personalities starts to, you know, go wild. I really like this movie quite a bit. Al Pacino is classic Al Pacino. He's so great in this movie. Jared Leto, you won't even recognize in this movie. He's in makeup and prosthetics as the cousin to the Adam Driver character, one of the Guccis, but the character that he plays is absolutely amazing. Salma Hayek, Jeremy Irons, Lady Gaga is great in this movie. It occurred to me that it's why we're interested in Britain's royal family, because there's so much money involved and so much dysfunction involved. That's basically what you're going to see when you go see House of Gucci. My only criticism, it's a little bit longer than it needs to be. It's 2.5 hours, but it's very interesting, super stylish, 1970s and 80s stylish, and as I say, beautifully performed. I gave it a Dean's List B+. Also for new movies this weekend for the kids, there's a new Disney movie called Encanto about a family that possesses these magical powers. All except one young daughter in this family has magical powers. When these powers begin to wane, the daughter that has no powers goes on a quest to try to help her family. Not exactly the most original story that you've ever seen, but the movie is uplifting and it's fun. It's got 8 original songs from Lin-Manuel Miranda. I give that one a Dean's List B. If you want a good zombie movie for your Thanksgiving weekend, and I know when I want you know, horror movies, zombies, and the undead, I usually just hang out with my family on Thanksgiving.
We but all do.
Here you have a movie option in Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City. It was not screened, so can't really tell you much more about that. In home video this weekend, Halle Berry makes her directorial debut in Bruised, streaming on Netflix. Brooke Shields and Neil Patrick Harris both have new holiday movies. Brooke Shields is called Castle for Christmas on Netflix. Neil Patrick Harris's is 8-Bit Christmas on HBO Max. There's a new Avenger streaming series starring Jeremy Renner called Hawkeye, and that one is streaming right now. New episodes come out on Wednesdays. And, of course, you know, what Bob and I are going to be spending most of our Thanksgiving weekend watching, the Beatles documentary, which debuts tomorrow. The Beatles Get Back, first 2 hours Thanksgiving Day, 2 more hours on Friday, 2 more hours on Saturday. Footage of the Beatles and the story of the making of their final album, their final concert, all premieres on Disney+. So mm-hmm. I cannot wait for that.
That's going to be great. Think about this while watching that, Dean. Pete Best is 80 today, and I wonder if he'll I wonder if he'll be watching. And what he would be thinking. By the way, I need some help, Dean. In about 20 minutes, I'm going to be talking to the Butterball Turkey Talk Line supervisor. And I thought before I conduct the interview, I would punk them and pretend to be some caller in distress in the kitchen with the turkey. So I need some sort of wacky DJ problem that I could lay on them.
A turkey prank.
Yes,
turkey prank.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Know your food. You know, what would you suggest? I mean, Steve Grzanich said I should say, is it okay to use a blowtorch or a Bunsen burner to thaw out the turkey? You know, something like that. You got an idea for me?
I mean, I've got lots of ideas, but what if you said this, that you had a 20-pound turkey,
mm-hmm.
and you want to know for how long to put it in the oven. It keeps escaping out of the oven and running around your backyard.
Perfect. I'll do that in about 20 minutes. Thank you so much,
Dean. I can't wait, because I'm right here at Butterball. I can't wait to hear what the reaction is going to be on this end.
Okay. I'll need a report from the inside. Have yourself a great holiday, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.